not fair to keep an unsustainable love, an unattainable sum. All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J, and it is time for the live portion of our show. In the studio, we have, you'll have to forgive me, people. Cyprus. Yes, Cyprus. Okay. I'd seen it written, but I hadn't heard it pronounced yet verbally, so I just wanted to make sure I got that right then. Okay, so Cyprus is going to be doing a live set for us for the next hour. So kick back and enjoy for some great live music.
Can we hear it? Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Talk.
Hello, everyone. We are Cyprus. We are from Lake Orion, Michigan. And we're going to play some songs for you. This first one is called Between the Lines. It's going to be on our EP. So this next one, we're gonna keep rolling on. This one's called Mystery Recruiter. This is another one from our EP. It's gonna take much longer to get it out, maybe another month or so, but we'll have something for you here real soon. And you can come check us out tomorrow at Token Lounge, opening up for Led Zeppelin 2. Also, our Facebook is CICRUS at Cycrus, and we have all sorts of live videos on there to check out. So if you're interested, yeah. Oh, and we're about to have James tell you a little bit about what we do, man.
Hi, I'm James. I'm the keyboardist of Cycrus, and we're just a jazz fusion-based band out of Lake Orion, Michigan. That's pretty much it. I mean, we like to play music for everyone. I mean, I hope you enjoy it so far. This next one's called Mystery Recruiter again. We hope you all enjoy it.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Cycris. All right. Let's take it back a notch. We don't want to finish before the show's over with here. All right. Why don't we go around the room? Every one of you can formally introduce yourselves. Tell us how long you've been with the band, how you got started with everything, and all that good stuff.
Don, you could start. No, yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Donnie Clark. I am the lead guitar player. We've been a band, well, the five of us. What?
June, I think.
June, right. Yeah. June. But we've been trying to get bands together for like 5 years now, me and my brother. My brother happens to be the lead vocalist, and I'll turn it over to him.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm RJ Clark. I'm the vocalist. Yeah, the band was kind of an idea I had a long time ago and finally got the right people to do it. So here we are with, we got Andrew Hughley on bass. We got Ian Coburn on drums. And yeah, man. You want to tell them a little bit about?
Yeah. So I'm Andrew Hughley. I'm the bassist for the band. I met these guys through the Detroit Institute of Music Education. Me, Donnie, and James, and Ian used to go there, but we all kind of met through there, and I don't know. I actually go there for guitar, and they needed a bass player, so I figured I'd learn bass, and that's it.
It's funny because he's originally a guitar player, too. Really jumping through for us, man.
So you learned how to play the bass to, you know, fill in the, you know, that part for the band, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I just really got along with these guys, and they were like, can you do this? I was like, well, I might as well. Like, I don't know, it just sounded cool, so I just picked it up.
It's probably, well, some people might argue with me, but it's probably easier to go from playing guitar to bass than vice versa.
Right, right.
I don't know. There's some crazy bassists out there, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to get really, really good.
You know. Yeah.
Which you will.
Hey, there's plenty of time, right? You look like you're pretty young still.
You could be the next Les Claypool, man.
There you go.
My name is Mutt.
Yeah. Play that one string bass that he has, yeah, with the E bow.
That's what you need.
I'll stick with four.
Oh, come on. You know? Or let's go up higher. Let's go to an 8-string bass.
Well, yeah, I'm comfortable with 6.
Oh, man. Well, that's still better than
well,
I can do for
guitar, you know.
No, 6-string bass. Or, you
know.
You
can do it.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Can do it.
They got all kinds.
Are you going to buy me one, RJ?
Yeah, dude. I'll buy you one.
After the next big gig, right?
Right. Right. As soon as I make some money off. All right, man. Well, we got a cover for you. This is an old one. This is an oldie bit of goodie. I love this song. We all do. That's what we made it part of one of our songs. So we're going to go. This song is called Green Onions, and we're going to roll right into Walking By Myself, which is one of our songs. That'll also be on our EP, so look for that. All right, guys. Let them have it.
Uh-huh.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live from Studio J is the show here on WHFR.FM, broadcasting live from Dearborn, Michigan, Henry Ford College, the campus of, and we have live music going for your listening pleasure, the band Sykrus. So you said you're opening up for Led Zeppelin 2, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll be down there tomorrow night. What time is that around?
We go on at 9:15. I think the Doors are at 7:30, okay, but we're on at 9:15. Right. We're right before the Led Zeppelin 2.
Okay, how did you get that gig?
Well, you know, we've been using this guy. His name is Paul, and he's been our promoter, and he's been helping us out, and he got us on the Crowfoot opening for Felix Martin and Tony McAlpine. Oh, that was at Token. I'm so sorry. Yeah, Token. Yeah. And yeah, he got us the gig there, and then I kind of started talking with the owner a little bit because he mentioned that we might fit in better at a different show. So he mentioned Led Zeppelin 2, and we just kind of, yeah, he just kind of said, well, you guys want the gig? And I was like, why not? You know?
Okay.
I didn't do anything. Yeah.
How did you meet Paul?
He got us the gig at the Crowfoot. And how did you meet Paul? I didn't necessarily connect with Paul.
I actually met him. My friend Nathan, I think, works for him. He does, like, I think he's working on, like, managing, like, some bands on tour. And he was like, he gave me this dude's number. And he was like, hey, talk to him if you want. He had a gig that he had to fill up, and I was just like, I got in touch with him, and then we've just, every other gig after that, we kind of got from him, so
yeah,
it just kind of worked out.
Yeah, it's some pretty good spots, too. We've been down at the Maidstone because of him. We've been down, you know, Crowfoot, and then we'll be at St. Andrew's Hall, hopefully, in January. We're trying to do something there.
Okay. But,
you know, slowly climbing, you know, get the EP out.
Getting up the ladder there, yeah. Huh?
One thing at a time. You know, we'll get there.
Do you have a working title for the EP yet, or?
No, I think we were just going to call it Psychers EP. Like something just simple and just, you know, self-explanatory.
Okay. It's not really, how many tracks?
Five. We're going to do five tracks, yeah. It should be all the songs we play here for you today. We should be able to hear most of them.
Okay.
Maybe disregarding one or two, but you know.
Yeah, okay. Any other shows besides the one tomorrow night or coming up?
We got November 18th. We're back at the Token again for Battle of the Bands, which, yeah, we'll be back there. We don't really have too much booked right now, though. Honestly, we're kind of open to...
Yeah, we're just going to take some time off to learn a few more songs, you know, get a little tighter as a band.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back out and, you know, destroy.
Yeah, hit you with some new songs, too. Been going on these for, like you said, since June, so you know they're starting to get kind of after a while. You get sick of stuff after a while, but I mean, you know, it's they still rock, so I still get a kick out of it, you know?
Yeah,
I think everyone does.
Well, you're doing pretty good. I mean, you're talking about 4 months. That's not a long time to be together. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I know all of you have been playing for a long time, mm-hmm. but collectively as a band,
yes, is this set up? Yes, since about June.
Yeah,
so it's not too. I mean, it isn't too long.
That's barely enough time to practice.
Man. I know, yeah. We're all working, too. I mean, they're going to college. I work two jobs. You know, I'm the only one that's not going to college with them.
Uh-huh.
Wish I would have, man.
Well,
so much to learn.
You know? You either work or you go to school.
Right.
I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Nowadays, it's kind of hard to decide which one to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, it worked out, you know? But, yeah, we're gonna do another song right here. This one is called Nocturnal, and we're going to probably go right into another one with this, with Back on Lonesome Road. These are two, it's kind of like our, we're going to capture everything we're about in one song, basically. Tackle it all.
These two songs together are about 50 minutes long, so sit tight.
Yeah.
Hey, no, we could definitely do that. That'll
you know,
work.
A little bit of time.
It's time to jam, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. Always. All right. So take it away, James. He wrote this one. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, I like that one. Okay. That was back on Lonesome Road, huh?
Yes, it was. That will not be on the EP, but, you know, you come catch us live and you can catch that one.
That is a ready. Bummer.
Yeah,
man.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Maybe the next release, huh? Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, it's got to wait definitely a little bit
next,
longer.
Definitely the next release, like, without a doubt.
How long were we in there for doing that? How long did it take to get, like, just all the instruments?
A few months.
We're not totally done. We still have to do a couple more tracks and finish the mixing and mastering process, but we're doing everything completely on our own from our father's basement because he built us this amazing studio, which we are all very thankful for.
Yes, we are,
and it's great.
It changed everything.
you got all the toys you need in there,
pretty much. We can do anything we want to do, pretty much.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, you're very lucky to have that. I didn't have that when I was young and playing. But
it took a while. We had to learn on the Fostex first, which is like just a 24-track recording studio. That's what we started with.
I think it was 16, actually.
Oh, 16 tracks? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
So we had to, had to start there before we get to the real stuff, you know, the Cubase. And that's good stuff. You know.
Yeah, you have to learn to crawl before you walk.
Exactly. It's good to start there, honestly. Like, right. It's an experience, you know. You record like that, it makes everything else seem a little bit, you know.
Well, yeah, if you can do it, you know, the hard way, then when you get the good stuff and the easy way, then it's, oh, this is a piece of cake.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly that.
You know, I was trying to find you online, and I've been having a hard time. You said you had a Facebook site?
Yep. Yes,
yeah,
we do.
You should be able to just search the name, and it should come up. C-I-C-R-U-S.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just not coming up for me for some reason. I don't know why.
We're sitting around 212.
That's not a good sign.
Sitting around 212 right now.
I don't
know.
It's
probably not like coming up. I mean, it's funny. That's like, we're the only band. I mean, obviously, like, that's, no one else has that name or like uses that name for anything. You'll get Circus a lot in every way, shape, and form, but
yeah,
not Cycris.
Or Citrus.
Or Citrus, yeah.
Circus or Citrus, those are the two.
Yeah, I get a lot of suggestions for Circus something, but Cycris, like you said, no one's going to have that, you know?
You
definitely picked the right name there.
Yeah, it was a spinoff Osiris, like the Greek god. So that's where I kind of got it from. I came up with that name, but it was like, I didn't want to do it like just exact, because I feel like there was a band that was Born of Osiris. Like, it's already been done. It's like, it's kind of like played out now. So I kind of just like switched it around. Like, it kind of sounds similar, but it's like a, I don't know. Just wanted that sounding word, I guess.
It's a made up word to sound like a Greek god, right?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. There you go. To represent,
we are
in modern day.
Greek god of Cycris.
Yeah.
Or something. It could actually be a twisted circus, you know. Maybe that's what you guys are.
The twisted circus. Who's going to put on the clown makeup?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if that's a...
We've been talking about wearing makeup, right?
Oh, yeah, I was, actually. Yeah, the other day, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to try it out.
Do you know the exact address? Because, like I said, we're trying to get it up here.
Cycris Music at Facebook.com?
Yeah, it should be Facebook / Cycris Music.
Yeah. Cycris Music, try that maybe.
Yep.
And if not, just type it in and actually click search, even if no suggestions come up, and then it should still come up in the pages.
Yep, it's just a picture of
you just won't
just
see it as
Cycris
a suggestion, probably.
In yellow writing, and we'll just say that right there on the main page.
Well, let's give it a shot. I'm going to... You said Cycris Entertainment, right?
Or no, Cycris Music.
Music, yep. I'm sorry.
No, that's up.
I just want to make sure people can get in there. If they're having the same problem I am, then, you know.
Right, we got to go look at something.
That's not going to...
We got to go figure something out.
Go back to the drawing board.
I miss the MySpace days, man. Like, it was simple. Yeah, I could literally, like it was so customizable.
Do you really
man.
Miss
I'm
MySpace
so
days?
Sorry.
Yeah, we can make
it's
our page
there?
So sick on there.
Put all sorts of backgrounds and spinning cubes with our pictures on it.
Okay.
Playlist that just starts.
Do you guys have any other sites you're on at all? Like, you know, any other media?
Instagram? Didn't we have an Instagram?
Yeah, we have an Instagram, but that's not nearly as
there ain't much important. Going on there.
we got more going on our Facebook.
Just have it to have it.
Yeah, for sure.
covering our bases. Oh man. So what we got? We could do like two more songs.
Yeah, we could. Yeah,
like two more songs. We got a couple more. This one's gonna be on. These should be on the EP as well. MK Ultra. This is this next one.
All right. So let's do two more. And like you said, MK Ultra is the next one.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it.
Now I'm thinking.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Cycress, who are to be playing the Token Lounge tomorrow, opening up for Led Zeppelin 2. They go on at 9:15. So if you want to check that out, that's in Westland there, over Joy, just west of Inkster Road. Mm-hmm. All right, so it looks like we got time for one more, and we'll close it out.
Okay.
Thanks, folks, for coming down and playing for us. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. We love playing. We love playing for anyone that'll listen. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to find a scene out here. You know, we're out here battling all the metal bands and all these other
bands. Yeah.
It's kind of hard. Which one do you guys want to do? We can drop.
Let's do My Own Dysfunction.
My Own Dysfunction. Yeah. All right. Here's a little bit of a heavier one, but this will be our last one. You know.
My name is James again. I'm the keyboardist of Cycress. RJ Clark on lead vocals.
Yes,
Donnie
sir.
Clark on lead guitar. Andrew Hughley on bass. And Ian Coburn on drums. Hey. We're Cycress. Thank you very much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this last one.
Now, What's the title again?
This one's called My Own Dysfunction.
My Own Dysfunction. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. Ian, yeah, I wish you could talk, man. The microphone.
I'm here in spirit.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah.
Just talk loudly, man. There's a lot of mics.
Like, what up?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Right. Oh. There you go. Okay.
Just don't hit it.
Denial, I sailed away.
guess I have to stay.
Record Show. WHFR is hosting its annual record show, and you don't want to miss it. In addition to our own collection, there will be independent vendors featuring CDs, vinyl records, videos, cassette tapes, 8-track tapes, memorabilia. There will be door prizes, giveaways, and much more. When? Saturday, October 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where? In Building M in the Student Center on the campus of Henry Ford College. Early admission from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Come early. Stay all day. Leave for lunch and come back if you want. Shop until you drop. Whatever you do, just don't miss it. Saturday, October 21st, it's the 10th annual Record Show. For more information, go to our website, whfr.fm, and click on the Record Show icon.
Snake. What are you doing? I'm picking up some strange interference on the Kodak. Listen.
It's-a-me, Mario. It's-a-me, Mario.
Snake, you've discovered the jump button frequency. Yeah, every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. at this frequency, 89.3 FM, they will play music from video games, movies, anime, and more. Sounds super dorky. At its finest. Only on the station making waves, WHFR.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. And we just finished up a live set from the band Cycrus. It's time to turn it over to our vinyl showcase. Yes, I've been doing this for about, this will be about the fourth week. We're doing vinyl LPs in their entirety. And that's my way of showcasing the great local talent out there. And their releases that are on vinyl. Really cool stuff there. All right, this evening we're going to play something from a band called Wasabi Dream. And this was a LP that came out back in 2013. And what we're going to start out with is a track called, well, let me see if I can read it, Beef of the Sea. So without further ado, let's hear some Wasabi Dream.